The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Helena Financial Advisors Limited, Wendy's, and the Water and Sewage Department.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, we got a couple of things going on today. Well, we have many things going on today, but we have a couple of things that stand out. The first thing is they're going to appoint the rest of the cabinet today. Now, let's put out what I'm hearing, okay? Let's put out what I am hearing. And I'll go through what I'm hearing. I don't have a list to send you. Everyone's like, oh, send me the list. I don't have the list. These are my notes of the sip I'm hearing, okay? So I'm hearing that we're going to get Keith Bell in immigration. I'm hearing that he's going to be Minister of Immigration. I'm hearing that Leslia Bryce is going to get social services. I'm hearing that Obi Wilscombe is going to be Minister of Grand Bahama. Y'all pray for Obi Wilscombe, eh? That he gets it together. Obi Wilscombe's going to be Minister for Grand Bahama. Jobeth Colby Davis is going to be Minister of Environment and Housing. Either Minister or Minister of State. But you might as well take the ministry. Jobeth is an environmental lawyer. However, it's a little weird because she was also Bahamas Petroleum Company's lawyer, but I guess that's all wrapped up now. They're just trying to sell off their leases. They're not really trying to drill. We got Mario Boleg is going to be youth and sports minister. And Ginger Moxie, I hear, is going to be Minister of State for Culture. Now, that does not cover national insurance. I was hearing Miles LaRota in national insurance, but now I'm not certain of that. Okay? So that's what I'm hearing. Keith Bell, Immigration. Leslia Bryce, Social Services. Obi Wilscombe, Ministry of Grand Bahama. That still shocks me. I'm surprised Brave Ones has OB anywhere near him. Jobeth, maybe put some in cabinet. You can keep an eye on him. I don't know. Jobeth Colby, Minister of Environment and Housing. Mario Boleg, Minister of Youth and Sports. And Ginger Moxie, Minister of State for Culture, is what I am understanding. Okay? So that's what I'm hearing. That's the word on the street. We'll know that someone's saying Keith Bell's labor and immigration. That's fine. Okay. I don't know how much sense that makes, but okay. Immigration's a big enough ministry on its own. So that's the word on the street. Let me know what you're hearing. We'll know at 2 o'clock, all right? We'll see how it goes. All right. Okay, you're sending me your stuff. Let me see. Keith Bell for Labor and Immigration. That's what this one's saying. Pia Glover, Parliamentary Secretary, Minister of Foreign Affairs. Mario Boleg, Youth and Sports. Obi Wilscombe, Grand Bahama. Ginger Moxie, parliamentary secretary. Miles LaRota will go to OPM as parliamentary secretary in the environment NIB. All right, that's what you're hearing. That's what you're hearing. I heard my stuff. All right? I heard my stuff. But that's fair enough. All right? We'll see how accurate everyone is. Juan, can you explain the difference between Minister of State and a minister with a full portfolio, please, and why a PM may choose one over the other for appointment? Well, he has the constitutional power to appoint someone a full cabinet minister or minister of state. There is a difference in salary, and the minister of state would usually be the junior minister to another minister. Okay? And they would handle certain aspects of the portfolio. So Ryan Pinder is attorney general. He's minister of legal affairs. Jomo Campbell is Minister of State for Legal Affairs, and so part of the portfolio Jomo Campbell would concentrate on, but he would still be subject to his senior minister, all right? And they're all accountable to cabinet, and cabinet's accountable to the parliament. However, we've been making a mockery of that by having these huge cabinets. And this would be at least 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. It would be at least 18 people by my count in cabinet, maybe more. Right, Ingram then started this 20-person in cabinet. You know, again, out of good governance, out of just pretending that you have a constitutional democracy that really holds the executive account to the parliament. And this is what Hassan Mutri, in all his lunacy, was trying to explain, that if the executive outnumbers the... If the executive has the majority of the numbers in parliament, then how is the executive accountable to parliament? How does parliament check the executive when you have collective responsibility in the executive? It's really not a good practice in a democracy. I think, you know, if you got 32 seats, I think you should keep your cabinet trim, 15 or so. You can always delegate these things. You don't got to be no minister. You know what I mean? A minister, hear me out here. If you're a minister, you're working, yes? But you have a lot of help. It's not like you're doing it by yourself. It's not like Fred Mitchell is going to go in there and write every foreign affairs policy and piece of legislation or whatever like that. He could. He's a very smart guy. But he has help, okay? So you could have huge ministries, right? And in fact, you don't even have to call them 3-4 different names. You could just call it one ministry and put numerous things under it. All right, so you could have the Ministry of National Security, and immigration could fall under that. There don't have to be no Ministry of Immigration. All right, there's nothing in the Constitution that says we got to have this particular ministry. The only thing you got to have is a prime minister, an attorney general, and a minister responsible for finance. Other than that, you could call it whatever you want, and you could have, as long as you got 9 members of cabinet, you could run the entire government. You ain't got to break all this stuff up. Now, the concept of this, having these huge cabinets. Well, Christie's was pretty healthy when he first came in, but when Ingram came back, he had the largest cabinet in history. I believe it was 22 people, I believe. All right? And Ingram's rationale was, well, I want to let all these young guys get some experience, Charlie Maynard, Fenton Niemore, you understand what I'm saying, Branville McCartney, and that was his rationale. Christie came back, and he, I think, appointed the same number of people in his cabinet, even after calling it a Gussie May cabinet when Ingram did it. And Christie had to do that because there was a lot of deal-making to be had. He says, I don't like the way you're portraying Obie. You need to visit Bimini and see what Obie's done for us in tourism. We're having cruise ships every day. This was planned under Obie's watch. Yeah, after you visit Bimini, go visit West End for me and explain to me what was done there. Okay? After you come from Bimini, go to West End for me and show me why I should have full faith and confidence in Obie Wilscombe to do right by Grand Bahama. All right? You been to West End? If you have, you might be singing a different tune. All right? He's going to have to show me different. after all the tourism stuff, like Caribbean Music Festival and the Junkadoo Carnival and the Fire Festival and all this other stuff like that, he gonna need to prove to me that he's ready to handle that job. I'm so sorry. Okay? So, you don't like how I'm portraying him? It is what it is. Go to West End. I'll send you some photos. It says, the wind told me Pia Glover, Minister of State for Public Services under Fred, Obi Wiska, Minister of Social Services, Lisa Ramming, Minister of State for Social Services and Urban Development, Ginger Moxie, Minister of Grand Bahama, Jo Beth Colby, Minister of Housing, but doesn't have environment attached. All right. I hear you. I hear your list. You're hearing different from me, but I hear you. It says, Ginger was the former executive of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and they chose Obi. No love for Grand Bahama again. Not impressed. Please change. This will not sit well in Grand Bahama. I don't think it will sit well in Grand Bahama. Obi Wilson is not popular in Grand Bahama. All right? So I might as well tell you. All right? Ginger Moxie, as this person has said, was an executive. I think she was vice president of the Grand Bahama Port Authority. She's a businesswoman. She has resources. She has connections. All right? That would bode well for Grand Bahama. We're going to leave Obi Wilscombe to rebuild Grand Bahama, or who's going to be disaster prepared? Is that going to be Brave Davis? And I know Obi Wilscombe don't like it, and I know that I don't care. All right? But he deserves a critical eye for his performance as minister before and as member of parliament before. It says, Von Miller will be Minister of the Environment and Natural Resources. I keep hearing that. I think that's more of something that people wish will happen. That is an incredibly complex ministry to run. I know it sounds fluffy. Oh, environment, the sea. It is incredibly technical. It says, take my word. I ain't going to take your word now. I'll see. We'll see. All right? So we'll see. Tell me what you think. It says, I guess Brave felt that Minister of Grand Bahama is a spot where he can do the least damage. Don't discount the capacity for damage to go down. It says, well, there's always a cabinet shuffle. Please don't leave underperformers there forever to screw things up more than they're already screwed up. It says Fred Mitchell may not write every law, but he definitely goes on every trip. Has he left yet? No, I think he's here. I think he's going to deal with the Broadcasting Corporation of Bahamas before he gets on any plane to leave this island. I question. Let me ask you something, right? I'm going to get to the call. First of all, it's disgraceful that you just wouldn't take the PLP's money. You're saying the PLP offered to pay you $75,000 on a $100,000 bill and pay for the coverage up front, and you wouldn't take it, all right? That's disgraceful. You're doing a disservice to the public, just like the Commonwealth Observer Group said. That's A. B, what are you responding to the Commonwealth Observer Group for? They're telling you exactly what you did, and you're saying, yes, that's what we did, but it's because they owed us money. They're saying, whatever the situation is, it's not good for a democracy. You deprive people of hearing both sides, all right? C, if you are appointed to the board of the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas by the FNM and the PLP just won the government, what on earth would prompt you to go tell the people that the PLP was delinquent and they didn't want to pay the money? Why would you do that? And just in the interest of some sort of self-preservation, why would you do that and on the same day start taking money out of people's paycheck and not giving them any notice? I question very much. All right? What's happening? All right, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. Hello.
Hi, who's getting a speaker?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, well, that's the job they should give Obi. You know, that way he can help to
take
water from the kitchen to the house and move trees.
I agree.
Because he's an orator, so he's good at that. So maybe they should give him that. Then he wouldn't have an essential budget.
But you know, traditionally, you would pick a parliamentarian with at least one term of experience to be a Speaker of the House. And what we've done to our error, although Hudson Mutri was, you know, degrees of magnitude worse than anything that happened before him. But to our detriment, I believe, we had Kendall Major, who's a very smart guy, very astute guy, but he made a wrong call in crippling the Public Accounts Committee. He chose politics over actual practicality, right? He should have stood up to the party and ruled. And then you had, it was his first time, and that did a disservice to our democracy. And then you had Hudson Mutri come in, and, you know, he just... It was all over the place.
Yeah.
Pick someone seasoned. Pick someone seasoned who understands how Parliament works and what the job is, who's not going to just go wild, is what I would say.
That suits him. I think he's the best person for that.
Yeah, I think he could. I think he'd do well there.
Thank
I think
you, buddy.
So. Yeah. Okay. I don't dislike Obi Wilson as a person. I want you to understand. I'm just not impressed with his performance thus far as a member of Parliament. Okay. I'm glad Bimini's doing well, all right? There are a lot of things that went down that we didn't get answers for, that he was evasive on, that makes me look at him critically. I can say it like that, and he's welcome to come on here and we can talk about it, but it is what it is. This says, West End is next. Uh-huh. Okay. Does a minister of state attend cabinet meetings? Yes. Yes. This is E.G. formerly Pakisha Parker, and are some persons being considered as directors for roads and parks? I don't know. I don't know, but I know that ministers of state certainly do attend cabinet meetings. This is Manuel ain't call Anton name yet. Minister of Public Relations. This ain't about Anton, but I'm hearing some stuff I can't talk about yet that should be made public shortly, but it's going to be interesting. He says, I wonder, are they going to bring those ministers on live today? And what time, please? Like I said before, you're supposed to bring some big governor general this radio. Too local for you, bro. Keep safe. Yeah, it's going to be broadcast on ZNets for certain today. All right. This, we got a phone call? We do a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. We haven't even gotten to the other thing yet that I want to talk about. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, how's it going?
Everything cool, thank God for life.
All right.
But I love all people's come to just like you or even more, right? And I agree with everything which you say, brother. I mean, everyone deserves a second chance or a third or fourth
third
chance
fourth,
to be given
right.
him, right? But, I mean, and give him the benefit of the doubt. He wasn't impressive at the time when he was there. And whatsoever qualifications he have now, I think he ever had it. And he could have do better. And maybe him being over there with Freeport, maybe them people would be able to politically manhandle him and get him to do more things and fight for things for Freeport. But I'm not one of them with the view of having him in the cabinet, but I have no control about that. I don't think we thinking really when we say put Obi as the Speaker in the House. I always believe like the Speaker and the leader or the Prime Minister of the country or his party should have a cordial or a kind of a good relationship, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
A respectful relationship. We wouldn't want the same thing with Hudson Mutri, with Obi Wilson right now. I forgive him. Pice will old job as the ambassador to the Caribbean. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. The first question, if Obi Wilson becomes minister, okay, the first question I want the reporters to ask him is where... is the $650,000 from the Caribbean Music Festival, which never happened. Let me, whoever reporter goes, and if cabinet, he likes to talk, so the first question you need to ask him is not what he's going to do in his ministry. Ask him, where's our $650,000? Please. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Robert.
Hello. Hello.
One.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, what I'm trying to figure out now, they say, hold on, let me get the radio. They say you need to take that vaccine to go to America, right?
Yeah, you will.
And the Americans, them, don't need to come this late. But, man, you could go over there. And if you got COVID, just saying, and you could give it to them, but they could come over here and get it for free. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I'm not sure what you're trying to say. I said, I'm not trying to... I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Many are vaccinated to go to America. But Americans don't need a vaccine to come to the Bahamas. What sense does that make?
The Americans do need to be vaccinated to come to the Bahamas.
No.
No?
No. The lady from the embassy she was on, I feel like she had a giggle behind it. You know, because they were giving you gift certificates to take this vaccine and all that sort. And you see there, Mr. Minister called this election early.
Mm-hmm.
Because many of these laws now that are passing, you know, because even just look at ZNS mm-hmm. right now, and one, they're going to be passing all sorts of laws. You know, because I say, I don't see that make no sense to you. It don't make no sense. I mean, you need a vaccine to go over there, and they don't need one to come to see.
But who's telling you that they don't? They do need a vaccine. To come
no.
Here. Yes, yes, they do. I don't need to check it. I'm telling you, they do.
No, but they don't have to. The lady from the U.S. Embassy, she was on a talk show this morning.
And she said Americans don't need a vaccine to come here?
No.
She's wrong if she said that.
Well, anyway, I mean, that's what I understood, you know, and... You know, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think people should be careful even just rushing with this stuff, you know? Because I believe they're going to withdraw it. Anyhow, thanks for the time, bro.
Okay, appreciate you. I don't know how the lady could tell you that. So, she didn't say that. Oh, okay. That would surprise me. Okay. Let's go to the phone line. She said U.S. citizens living abroad don't need the vaccine to come to the U.S. He heard wrong. Oh, okay. That is correct. You need to be fully vaccinated if you come here. If in fact you have to, it's if anyone over 2 years old. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How are you, Juan? How are you doing?
I'm great.
We changed the policy.
I'm sorry, not anyone over two, anyone over 12. Sorry. Yeah.
Eh?
Huh?
We changed the policy with vaccination.
Who changed it? No, it's no. You need to be vaccinated.
You either vaccinated or full PCR test. Yeah. You have to be tested? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when they ask for vaccination to come here alone. No. It's a... vaccination off, to the bomb.
My brother, you need to be okay. Here's this.
No, I can tell you that the deal with this every day. So we still have that policy where tourists either have. I know the vaccination is for fully vaccinated if you're going on a cruise ship. That's what you need to be fully vaccinated for. When we have that policy for the cruise ship, but we still allow tourists in. Who takes a PCR test and come back.
You could take a PCR test and then you have to take another rapid antigen test within 5 days.
Yeah, but I mean, to come here, you need to have a full PCR test. I know that for a fact.
Yes, if you're 12 and over, you have to have a full PCR test. If you're vaccinated, you can have a rapid antigen test.
Yeah. But I know you, but it's not just vaccination that come in. This is what I'm getting at. But the gentleman, you know, he got to understand also that the United States policy doesn't have anything to do with our policy.
Correct.
They have their own policy. Now, if the government wants to say, hey, free vaccination, wanted to drop their policy and give it to us, then we can't argue. They're doing what they need to do in the best interest of their country. And then, you know, Prime Minister Davis decides to change the policy, then change the policy. But mm-hmm. We can't be mad at them. It's what it is to go to America.
Yeah, I don't know why we're worried about the U.S., because we don't have to go to the U.S., so I don't get it. Let's look at the travel website. All right. It says if you are unvaccinated, you can come as long as you have a negative PCR test. All right, fair enough. Maybe that's what he's talking about. However, you do need, effective August 6, 2021, those traveling to homeless from other countries who've been fully vaccinated will be required to obtain a negative COVID-19 test, either a rapid antigen test or a PCR, taken in more than 5 days prior to the arrival of Bahamas. Effective August 6, 2021, all vaccinated travelers wishing to travel inter-island within the Bahamas, including Bahamian citizens and residents, will be required to obtain a negative COVID-19 test, either rapid antigen or PCR, taken in more than 5 days. Unvaccinated travelers, 12 and older, and those traveling inter-island from Nassau, Paradise Island, Grand Bahama, Bimini, Exuma, Abaco, North and South Lutheran, Harbor Island, must obtain a negative COVID-19 test, PCR, taken in more than 5 days prior to date arrival. Test must return a negative result for entry into the Bahamas. As of August 6, 2021, all children between the ages of 2 and 11 wishing to enter the Bahamas will be required to obtain a negative COVID-19 test, taken in more than 5 days prior to the date of arrival to the Bahamas. All right, so it's true that you do not necessarily have to be vaccinated to come to the Bahamas. Now, if you by air, all right, the cruise ship policy is if you're over 12 years old, you have to be vaccinated fully. All right? Okay. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Nope, let's go to another phone line.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good day, Mr. McCartney. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. I'm glad the White House, President Biden, decide to say that all foreign nationals coming to the United States must be vaccinated fully, because you have a lot of naysayers and you have a lot of stubborn people in the Bahamas. So if they want to go to the United States, they call it for the last one, they will have to get vaccinated. So
right.
I agree with that. They need to get vaccinated, and that will help more Bahamians get vaccinated. That'll help to speed it up, I think.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know why we're worried about that, but I will say to the caller, you say that unvaccinated people can still come here. That is true. All right, that is true. If you're cruising, then no, but unvaccinated people still can't come. So you're correct on that. Why are you worried about what the U.S. is requiring of the rest of the world as opposed to what we're requiring? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't agree with the U.S.'s policy, by the way, because too much of the world is unvaccinated to take such sweeping measures, to me. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hi. How's it going?
Hey, Mr. McCartney, Sparky, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, glad to be back in New Providence. Had fun crossing the water where you've been. But boy, I am not coming on that big tall slide, though.
Where?
Over by Atlanta. You know, a big thing way up in the air?
The Tower of Power, I think it's called.
One at 70 years old, I look at somebody coming on, I shoot. Not me, one. You say you're scared of heights?
Yeah, I'm scared of heights, yes.
I was even scared looking up at it, you know.
Yeah, I get vertigo. Yes.
But I had a ball, a whole week of relaxation. It was fun time. Just calling in to say good day to everybody. And I'm warned on one of your little sips for joy a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just got confirmation. Mario is in there as Minister of Sports. So you got one right. Just got that one and just now.
So Boleg's Minister of Youth and Sports.
Mario Boleg, Minister of Youth and Sports. At 2 o'clock, he'll be sworn in.
No, that makes sense to me. He's a
well, coach. That's his thing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's his thing. So look where they're putting people in their perspective areas of, you know, whatever else have you. I also like to say congratulations to my last boss, daughter, Leslie Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
Miller Bryce. Okay. Congratulations, Leslie. And the pot cake. Congratulations. You still got politics in the family. Have a good one.
All right, my brother. We got to take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Some Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future? At CFAO, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAO, growing wealth for future generations.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Good afternoon, Bombers. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Your sister says, money got to make one. These vaccines need to get sold. Just follow the money. Well, now they're talking about vaccinated kids 2 to 11, which is concerning to me. They're seeking emergency approval from the FDA, Pfizer, to use a vaccine on kids 2 to 11 based on a paper that Pfizer put out that hasn't been peer-reviewed that shows that the vaccine elicits an antibody response in kids 2 to 11. It does not show that it prevents children from being hospitalized or dying because they don't have enough children to test it on who are dying or being hospitalized with severe illness from COVID-19. So to me, I'm still on the fence. Now that it's real, that we actually are talking about vaccinating very young kids, I don't feel as though I want to do that. That's just me. This is Juan. Apologize to the guy about not being vaccinated to come in. I did. I was wrong, okay? That happens. You get it wrong sometimes. And that's just life. You got to be mature enough to acknowledge it and correct it, which I do acknowledge that I was wrong, and I corrected that I was wrong. All right? Many of the first Pfizer takers have recently received their second dose, so our vax numbers should be going up well this week. Thank you, USA. It says, Juan, I'm feeling that sciatic pain. It's real. It is real. I might as well brief you. All right. Here's the second thing I want to talk about. After the who's going to be making up the remainder of the cabinet. All right. By the way, pick up a copy of today's National Review. It gives some good insight onto what's ahead for the PLP and what's ahead for the FNM. So let's talk about the FNM, right? So Hubert Minnis, and you guys tell me how you feel about this, right? So Hubert Minnis last night explained to the FNM executive committee, that he wants to be leader of the opposition until such time as a convention can be held, but he won't contest for leadership of the party when the convention is held, and at that time,
the party can choose whether they want whoever's leader of the party, if they're in parliament, to be leader of the Her Majesty's loyal opposition. Okay? I believe that the FNM should move on from Minnis in the quickest time possible. I don't think the FNM's in a position to have some sort of large convention in terms of the logistics of it to get all their people there in one spot, and in terms of the money it's going to cost, in order to figure out right now who's gonna be leader of the party and leader of the opposition. All right? So my suggestion to the FNM, and even if they're going to go before the FNM council tonight, and even if the FNM council approves it, Minnis to be leader of Her Majesty's loyal opposition, he's still not safe, because Pintard or, let's say, Iram Lewis, perhaps Adrian Gibson, can recruit the support of just three other people, and he will not be leader of Her Majesty's loyal opposition. So he's still not safe, no matter what the party does. Now, the executive committee would be made up of MPs as well as others, but the MPs sit on the executive committee. And so it'd be interesting to see who among the MPs did not want Minnis to continue on as leader. Me, I would move on. All right? That's just how it is. You lost. You have not garnered the support of the people. You were leader of the party when we lost 25 seats, 25, 26, something like that. And we are no longer comfortable that you are the right person to lead us, even in opposition after losing the government. All right? What I would do, I would give it to someone else in parliament with some experience, like, say, Pintard, in terms of you're leader of Her Majesty's loyal opposition for now. Minnis remains leader of the FNM until we have convention. All right? But to place your confidence in Minnis to be leader of the opposition in the leader of Her Majesty's loyal opposition, to me, will only hurt you. Because the PLP is going to have a supermajority. They got 87% of the seats. And you're not going to be able to mount an effective opposition with Hubert Minnis leading. All right? So to me, I would move on from him. That's what I would say. The problem with this is that the people loyal to Minnis have isolated so many independent thinkers and people who would have been brought in by, say, Ingram, that Minnis still holds a significant sway over the party. And this is what you brought your party to. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, I just called a comment on what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any good reason why Free National Movement should go back into parliament October 6th. Or whenever Parliament convenes for the new session after the election, with the former leader, because they've taken the party and it causes waste, devastation. And so the only proper thing for him to do is to step down and allow them to choose a leader temporarily until they have an election. But he should not be the one to take them into Parliament, because I can tell you what. He's going to be a major distraction in Parliament. He's not going to be able to contribute to the FNM overall position in Parliament. And so, in the best interest of the party, he himself should just step down. Even if they had voted for him, he should say, no, it's okay, I'm moving on.
Yeah, I don't see any...
To take a backseat approach.
I don't see any reason that he should be leader of the opposition in the House. I don't see how that benefits the FNM. I don't see how that... In fact, were I the party, I would ask him to resign his seat in Killarney. Because all that's going to happen is every single one of them in the PLP who has any sort of information is going to come and just pile on to the Menace administration, and you're going to have to sit there and just take it, right? Now, you have some people who are built for that, like, say, a Perry Christie, right? But I don't think Menace can mount an effective defense of the last administration. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Listen, Juan, you're my good buddy. I listen to you all the time. So what I want you to do for me is please be careful of the suggestions that you're throwing around for leadership of the FNM.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't put Adrian Gibson there because he is far worse of a tainted smear going in there as leader than the present leader himself. So that's Don Lee caution I want
now,
you to
put I didn't there. I didn't suggest him, no. I was saying that he could just go and get three other FNMs.
Don't even put it up in that.
Don't speak it out loud, eh? Okay.
No.
I got you.
You want to lose a little bit of respect.
That's fine. Okay. I'll not do that. All right. I appreciate it. All right, yeah, he can't. He's going to take a lot of heat too. All right? So, it's the only ones who won't take heat are probably Pintard and Adrian White and who else is there? Who's new? Who won? Who else won? Who's new? No one, right? Iram Lewis won. Pintard won. Adrian Gibson won. Adrian White won. Menace won. Who am I missing? There's two more. I can't remember. This says he's safe because too many of the group want to lead and see this as a way up. Yeah, that's going to be the problem too. Yep. That's going to be the problem, too. All right. This says Michael Pintard. Shannon Don. And Kwesi Thompson. That's the other two. All right. A lot of people, some people are saying Shannon Don. Right? I don't know that he wants that. Maybe he does. Some people are saying Shannon Don Cartwright. But I'd be very careful if I were the FNM. Very, very careful. All right? You see what happened last time. You forked control over to one person, and they had their way with the party. And then when you won in this big landslide and you got a lot of qualified people who were much more qualified to lead than Menace, they were iced out. All right, D'Aguilar would have been a better leader. Sands would have been a better leader. Peter Turnquest would have been a better leader. You had options. Jeff, I think, would have been a better leader. You had options, but since you forked over control of the party to one person very quickly because you had a scathing defeat, you found yourself boxed in and unable to maneuver, and that person took a lot of people down with him. All right? Or if you really want someone who's, if you could do this, you could strategize as an FNM because you guys are reeling. So, you know, I wouldn't take too many options off the table. What you could do is figure out who you want to lead the party out of all your people, not the people in parliament, figure out who you want to lead the party. Okay? And when you figure out who's leader of the FNM, ask one of your sitting MPs in a safe seat to resign. I'm thinking Menace off the top of my head. Figure out who you want to be leader of the party. All right, you can make whoever you want leader of Her Majesty's Loyal Opposition. Figure out who you want to be leader of the party. That person can get the support of the Free National Movement. And whoever that person is, they can run in the seat that, say, Menace would resign and go in parliament as leader of the Her Majesty's Loyal Opposition and be leader of the Free National Movement. Right? Menace doesn't hold any more value for the FNM, right? In politics, your currency is popularity. there's no value in keeping him around. I don't mean to be cold and calculating like that, but you got to start making these determinations in politics. There's no value to keeping Minnis in leadership in the FNM. Also, check out a copy of today's National Review, like I said. Some good insight by Candia Dames into the Progressive Liberal Party and the FNM. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
I concur with you also. What Minnis is very street smart. He's like a fox. He know how to stay in power without doing nothing. So the seven MPs may have, I'm going to work hard, the Minnis, my leader, to make him look good. The MPs find out in 4 years, I do all the work, the Minnis will be prime minister. So that's what makes her challenge him. But now, and the Papa will put Dwayne Fox, Dwayne Stein, in a safe FNMC. So he will push Minnis out. I know behind the scenes, they have a major guerrilla warfare. Mm. Now Minnis won his cousin there, crazy. He can still be behind the scenes giving pointers. So I would say Pintard and Cartwright. Cartwright is a good man. For him to win a black belt seat at this time, he's a good MP.
Yeah.
I ask questions about him. Mind them people in the group, they were killed with him. So Cartwright and Pintard would make a new leader to me in the next 4 years. You watch them. And FM could pick the best or the young ones. Yeah, but we didn't see good leaders now. Could they talk? Could they do Q&As? We tired of pushing the leader picked by the Bushman to lead us. And it making leadership look bad in the Bahamas. What we had, as Minnis, I don't want to be prime minister, even a super prime minister. So the FM needs to do their homework and push the Minnis out. We got to go. Got to go home.
That would be my first order of business. No, I'm sorry. We got to go to news. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We were talking about the FNM and we were talking about the cabinet ministers who are going to be sworn in, who they're going to be. Again, my list: Mario Boleg, Youth and Sports, Ginger Moxie, Culture, Keith Bell, Immigration, Leslie Bryce, Social Services, Obi Welshka, Ministry of Grand Bahama, Joe Beth Colby, Environment and Housing. That still leaves some gray area.
I guess. National Insurance is a really big ministry, so it's a really big portfolio, so I'm not sure where that's going to go. I'm not sure about these other ones either. This is just what I'm hearing. We were also talking about Minnis and the Free National Movement, all right? Now, someone who's familiar with the FNM's constitution, because I tried to find it online, someone who's familiar with the FNM's constitution, explain to me if it is possible to remove the party leader without going to convention. Someone explain that to me. Is it possible under the FNM's constitution to remove the party leader without going to convention? Someone, FNMs, get back to me. Let me know if that's possible. Because if that's possible, then you would have that option to just move on from Minnis. Gotta be, right? You would build that into your constitution. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there? No, let's go to a different call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. It says the leader can only be elected, but he can't. Can he be removed and say the chairman just be at the party? Does FNM have to have a leader? This is an FNM. It says they can only do it through convention. All right, so that's not an option. Fair enough. Let me see. It says Christie lost in 2007 and everyone wanted him gone. Christie became PM in 2012, so why not Minnis? Oh, no, man. I think on a national political level, Minnis is spent. Good afternoon, Juan. The Bahamas cannot afford a policy like the U.S. We need the foreign currency. Yeah, we do. And I don't agree with the U.S. Policy. I think that there's like two-thirds of the world isn't vaccinated. I mean, I know children are included in that, but still. Hey, Juan, the vaccine issue is really to benefit the airline industry. Keep in mind there are a number of countries around the world that are banned. This gives those persons a way into the U.S. I know that, yes, but we weren't banned, and we were coming just fine with negative testing. Juan, if Minnis stays as leader of the opposition or leader of the party, that will guarantee the PLP two consecutive terms. I don't think Minnis realizes how much people dislike him. He's got to have some idea at this point, right? It says Cartwright, Kwesi and Cartwright. Oh, I was forgetting Kwesi and Cartwright. Yeah, they told me. Hey, Juan, who heads the Public Accounts Committee? The Public Accounts Committee is appointed by the Speaker. The head of the Public Accounts Committee is appointed by the Speaker of the House, and it has to be a member of the opposition. The opposition has to have majority control over the Public Accounts Committee. It was created as a check on the executive. This is an angry FNM. I'm just not even going to read your stuff. All right. I don't know. Why are y'all mad? Like, is my question. Why are y'all mad at me? What do I have to do with the FNM losing the election? Your anger is directed at the wrong person. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I'm great. How's it going?
I'm fine, man. Nice to be in the Bahamas. Nice to be a black man living in the Bahamas. One of the best places in the world for anybody to live, particularly if you're black. You see, Warren, you know, my thing is this. You see, yeah, I'm a card-carrying member of the FNM. I believe in what is best for the country and for the kids. As I travel this country daily to the inner cities, I see a lot of young kids not going to school. That's basically stuff they're working on. It's not working. We need to fix it ASAP. He lost a whole year to Hawking Down. He lost a whole year to the COVID. Just like how we live with the AIDS epidemic, we need to live with this COVID okay, Warren?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I'd like to say, right? I mean, I don't know what's wrong with them. You know, they rest at the road. They don't come on the road. Now, they're crying. They're waiting another PLP marshal down for another 5 years. And if they'll keep enforcing it, the PLP might get them for 10 years. Because the same thing you're trying to do to document it, it's faction to do the same thing with when come to the polling road. You all need to stop. You get beat. My thing is, right, you all need to learn to listen. Okay, one thing I can say with the PLP, they can build houses. What is it? They can build homes. They can pay people homes. The people in Lefke, Old Fort, Big Five Island, these rich forests in this country, I want documents alone. I'm leaving people alone. They ain't getting on the ground getting cussed. Be getting cussed and getting all the bad ways. Now, you see what happens? They don't want to pay no taxes. They don't do nothing, but they will come in this country and dump taxes in their country and want our government to put taxes on us. We can't take no more taxes. We got over $500 million lenders to bank farmers. People be too afraid to money back. They'll get out with your loans. And I could go on and on. People got money now. Take the cars, take the houses back and put the money back in the church you want. All right, song one. Who owns these things? Who bought these monies?
I got you. All right. Thanks, my brother. This is good day one. Definitely not Cartwright. He doesn't have leadership qualities. It says Pintard for leader, Shannon Don for deputy. I want you guys to, that's fine, right? That's fine. But I want, again, for you to understand what it is you're saying, okay? You have the least number of seats the FNM ever got is 7. Right? Correct me if I'm wrong. The least number of seats the FNM ever got was 7. I believe that was in 2002. Correct me if I'm wrong. What you're saying to me is that you, once again, and when Ingram lost, they were left with 9 seats because after the by-election. What you're saying to me again, when I hear you saying Pintard and Cartwright, you're saying you want to pick among the most shallow pool possible who leads the party going forward. And that doesn't make any sense to me. I know you want it to be nice and neat and tidy and say that the leader of the opposition in the House should be the leader of the opposition in the party, right? The leader of the party. But this isn't FNM. Oh, 2 seats in 1977. Well, you know what I'm saying. Since not from 77, right? From 92. Okay? From 92. Why would you limit yourself like that? Why would you limit the future of your party in that way? Because that's what you did last time. And yes, you won an election, but that was because everybody wanted Christie gone. Are you certain if the PLP... Well, we don't know if Davis is going to run again. But if Davis doesn't run again and someone like Chester Cooper runs, are you certain the PLP is going to perform so poorly that they will just accept whomever you put there? If, say, like a Chester Cooper is leader of the PLP? What if the PLP does well this term? Not touch wood. So to me, take your time. Let someone be leader of Her Majesty's loyal opposition in the House and have a open process with as many people as possible out of all the talented people in the FNM. All right? 2012, FNM had 5. Y'all couldn't have had 5 in 2012 if 7 members of parliament ask for Minnis to be removed and Minnis and Peter Turnquist were also in the House. So you couldn't have 5 in 2012. Okay. I got who's in cabinet. I don't have the... They got the pamphlet. I got the picture from the pamphlet from the guys. Newly appointed cabinet. Jesus, everyone's in cabinet. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So you're going to have 22 people in cabinet. 32 seats, 22 people in cabinet.
Y'all don't learn, but okay. Obi Wushkum is going to be in cabinet. I don't know where he's going to go, but I'm here in Grand Bahama. Keith Bell is going to be in cabinet. Von Miller is going to be in cabinet. Mario Boleg is going to be in cabinet. Ginger Moxie will be in cabinet. JoBeth Colby-Davis would be in cabinet. Basil McIntosh will be in cabinet. Miles LaRota will be in the cabinet. And Pia Glover-Roll will also be in cabinet. That is a lot. That it's hard to hold that many people together in parliament or in cabinet. All right? So two cabinet ministers, 20 of whom are MPs, means you have 12 MPs left, minus whoever you're going to choose as speaker. So it's going to be 20 MPs in the executive in parliament out of 39 people, 11 PLP backbenchers, and 7 FNMs. Okay, so once again, the executive will rubber stamp legislation. It's 20 of them versus 7 FNMs, the new PLPs, they're not going to buck the system right off the bat. You want me to say it again? I'll take your call. Give me a second. Let me say this again. Obi Wilscombe's going to be in cabinet. Keith Bell's going to be in cabinet. Von Miller's going to be in cabinet. JoBeth Colby-Davis is going to be in cabinet. Ginger Moxie's going to be in cabinet. Mario Boleg's going to be in cabinet. Pia Glover-Roll is going to be in cabinet. Miles LaRota is going to be in cabinet. Basil McIntosh is going to be in cabinet. Lisa Ramming going to be in cabinet. Zane Lightbourne going to be in cabinet. All right. Along with 11 other people. That's too many people to watch. All right? Too much can go on. That's too many people to watch. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. What do you guys think about that? 22 people in cabinet. Not even Minutes did that. Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? Are
they going? Hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Yes, good day, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
Great, hey, man. I'm calling in reference to, I think it was the third call before you and on the news at one. But that calling, I know him very well. We serve on the police force together.
Mm-hmm.
I know him very well. But he keep on, you know, he coming from the day, the afternoon. I'm looking, he came on every day, you know, the minister is a disgrace and he shouldn't. But he failed to understand. If the prime minister, if the former prime minister wants to go to the House Assembly and give his departure speech like I think Ingram did and other prime ministers did, he can do that. But what he failed to understand, Honorable Perry Christie couldn't do it because he didn't win his seat. So you can't tell the man shouldn't go to the House Assembly. I'm sure he knows what to do and when to do it. And he said he will lead his party into the House Assembly. If one member to go in the House Assembly, he'll go. And at least he get more than what Perry Christie won, and Perry Christie even win his seat.
Yeah, I mean, Perry Christie did not win his seat, true.
No,
but
I'm saying, so he couldn't go back. I wake up in the House Assembly too. You know, he indicated to go, Perry Christie indicated to go in the House Assembly and sit in the gallery and look on to see what happened. He couldn't go. So nobody shouldn't say, they already had a vote, 17 to 12 to keep him, but I sure that's not they have to go to a higher thing, I think, in the FNM now. I don't know what all they call it, but I'm saying,
the
I don't
council.
Think that call, I'm sure he's listening. He shouldn't go on every show he's on. He's like our Anthony Thomas to carry on, you know. You can't tell the former prime minister what to do. I'm sure he knows when to do it.
I don't think he does.
No. See, some people, different talk shows talk about he should resign and be there. Don't go back to the house. But he could go back and he could. I'm the opening of the parliament could be. I wonder if they have it in Rawson Square like England did it up. And the son in Washington Square, the Governor General read the speech from the throne and everything. He wanted to be the Pope before all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could resign on that same day, October 6th.
if they have time to go and outside, or the next sitting. So don't try to rush the man. The man when they're sick.
I hear you, but that's not the Westminster tradition, right? Westminster tradition is if you lead your party to defeat, you resign as leader of the party, you resign your seat also, let someone else get in there who they believe would be best suited for the party. So Ingram did it, right? After he lost in 2012. Yes? So Ingram did it. Someone says Ingram still was there in 2002, but Ingram had resigned as, had declined to run again to be prime minister, right? It says Gussie May Cabinet 2.0. Let's go, Fallen. I'll get to your text. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
One.
Hi, good afternoon.
I'm wondering, are you following up or watching this? A friend of mine got vaccinated in the States, and they said they gave him AstraZeneca, but on his card it says Blue Shield. And then I got vaccinated here locally, and on my and they said that I'm getting, when I signed up, that I'm getting the AstraZeneca, but I got something called Vazovera. I can't even pronounce it. But are you following up that these vaccines are going floating around with different names?
They have different manufacturers of the COVID AstraZeneca vaccine. So we got our first doses from India. I believe that was COVID Shield. And then we got our next doses, the majority of the remainder of the doses from South Korea, which I believe is called COVID SKO. So they're different manufacturers, different labs around the world are making them.
Okay. That's what it is.
Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Why Leslie ain't in cabinet?
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. McGartney.
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Yeah, you know, a political input here, because, you know, the last caller is correct. The prime minister, the former prime minister, have a right to run, right? But in being on the ground, he should realize the unpopularity that he has achieved since he has studied the art of oppression, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was very despotic, all right? And so this is what the Bahamian people saw, and they spoke. And so, you know, he could come back, but he'll get the message eventually, right? Because I agree with what you're saying, you know, and I also agree with what David was saying. And so, you know, I live in the inner city, right, in St. Barnabas, right? I've spoken to Mr. Cartwright numerous of times. He's a very gentleman, normal, nice gentleman. But the thing is, he's on the northern side of the group, on election day, I was cycling and just moving around. And there's a lot of guys supporting the PLP. And so the Grove is not as amalgamated as they think. And so what happens is he used the money. They use monies to keep certain constituents, you know, like, on their side. And so they, if they would take and share the contracts among some of the less economically advantaged people, I mean disadvantaged people, then he would get a better liking. But me personally, I have a little small business, so I don't really need it like that. Like, I don't go asking, you know, I never go on to see him, I never, because so, you always have people around him, even if you want to discuss something about the community at large. So people who don't live in the community, they shouldn't speak, because not everybody lionizes a politician. And so the fact that they sat idly by and bind their hands on the desk and didn't speak out, it doesn't move me. That's just for me, my personal experience. I don't support those type of people. I need someone who's strong. And I mean, I know they have to conform, right? But that's what's killing us, conformity. And I just wanted to touch on something with the vaccine. So the Bahamian people is being betrayed, because if the United States is not going to take AstraZeneca vaccine, which has a higher, which has a lower death rate per million doses vaxxed, right, post-vax, right, in Europe, coming out of Italy and Germany. And so because it's a vaccine war, I would like to know, why is it that the United States wouldn't accept people with AstraZeneca vaccine, meaning they will have to take another vaccine, which was really against what they were saying. So nobody is being more guilty of giving out disinformation, misinformation, than the CDC and the WHO. You see, you got to see through this paradigm. It's some things I didn't even discuss on air. Have a good day, man.
All right, my brother. So who's not? It's more of a game of who's not in cabinet than who is. So Leslie Bryce is not in cabinet. Bacchus Roll is not in cabinet. Leroy Major is the, I don't know some of these people, by the way. I don't know who Leroy Major is.
Sylvanus Petty, I know who he is. He's not in cabinet. Leonardo Lightborn is not in cabinet. Kirk Cornish is not in cabinet. Mikhail Bonaby, I know who he is because his kids go to QC. Jamal Strawn is not in cabinet. Who's Lisa Remming? Like, what is? Should I know her? I'm not trying to be shady. What does she do? Like, what's her field? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I just want to draw another point where I think we didn't pay close attention to.
Mm-hmm.
That game in Bill, man.
Which game in Bill?
The game in Bill. The game in Bill at Park.
For the web shops?
Yeah, for the web shops.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, I'm Leslie Bryce's husband has a license.
Right.
So I don't think a cabinet minister can... Or spouse. If I'm correct, I mean, that's something to look into. Can have a license, or the spouse of the cabinet membership could have a license. I think there's some legal issues there.
I'd have to look into that. I don't know. I don't think so, but you know.
That's in the gaming bill? That's in the gaming bill.
Let me see.
In the gaming bill. Even on the board, on the gaming board, with the licenses. You cannot be, that's the disqualification of a license, of not being approved for a license where either the spouse or person who is in cabinet or, you know, or on the board cannot get a license for gaming. You can look into that, but I remember that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, because obviously she should be in cabinet.
I think people were expecting her to be in cabinet.
Yeah.
For certain.
That's probably the reason right there.
Yeah, if I have a chance, I'll check it. Okay. All right, thanks. I don't know that that's a thing. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon to what?
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. Not bad.
All right.
What?
Hello? Okay. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution.
Hey.
By the way, the numbers are 323-6232, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796. They tell me I don't say the numbers enough. There they are. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm good, Anton. What's going on?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Yeah. And good afternoon to the nation.
Who's Lisa Remming, man?
Huh?
Who's Lisa Remming?
She is a former police officer, traffic officer.
Mm-hmm.
She's also a criminal attorney.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. And of course, she's a cabinet minister slayer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hardworking, industrious woman. As you say, politically correctness, women don't like being referred to as females in certain regards. Right?
Yeah.
And she's a results-oriented person, very aggressive, very loving, very kind-hearted, and she will do great in politics in this country, one. But... to the point that I called you on. Yesterday, I wanted to make two assertions, but mm-hmm. I know I wouldn't have had enough time, so I'll just take today to apply those. Yesterday, I don't know if you know, but you clearly didn't realize it because I didn't hear you come back with a correction, but you had referred to the prime minister of the country the exact same way the former minister of health referred to the then prime minister, right? And you didn't come back and correct it.
How do you mean?
Oh.
What did I say?
You would have said testicular head instead of titular head.
No, I intentionally said that.
Oh, you deliberately said that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It was a joke.
All right, okay,
yeah.
Okay. So. All right. And also, there was a caller who had called and apologized to both yourself and me. You remember him?
I don't. What did he do? What did he say?
He was saying that he wanted to apologize for beating down on both of us and... That I did make a prediction.
I did hear him. Yes, I remember now. Yeah.
Right.
You have to apologize to me.
Right. He did it to both of us.
Mm.
I want to make a slight adjustment to what he said. Although I believe that the FNM deserves zero seats because of the behavior of the prime minister in particular, the former prime minister
Hubert Minnis. Mm-hmm. It was atrocious. It was disgusting. It was beyond, right? I always stood on the position that the opposition should be a healthy representation in the country because they are largely the body responsible for checking the government of the day, right? And I believe in the fullness of democracy and putting democracy in the best position to succeed and to thrive on behalf of all within the parliament and within our country, in particular the Bahamian people, primarily the Bahamian people. Mm-hmm. And so I would never want a situation where there is zero representation for the opposition in the House. And a final note one, mm-hmm. as it relates to what the FNM is about to consider tonight, I'm really not interested in that business, but for the sake of national development, which is primary for me, my concern for the Bahamian people, I believe that it would be wise counsel for the FNM to consider ridding themselves of Hubert Minnis altogether as the leader of the opposition because he does not represent the character, the integrity, the transparency, the accountability, nor what is needed in this country for the upliftment and advancement of our people. Now, Darren Cash, certainly, he's of impeccable character, impeccable integrity, brilliant young man, brilliant mind, going places in this country and still has strong credibility on the political scene. So if they can find people of the likes with the integrity and the character of a Darren Cash to put forward, I would be glad to know that the opposition in the country rests in good, capable, competent, and trustworthy hands. Thank you for the opportunity, Juan. God bless. Continue the great work, my brother.
Okay, my brother. Someone's telling me that there's nothing in the Gaming Act that prevents the spouse of a license holder from being in cabinet. I'd have to see. Okay? Lord have mercy. Some of y'all need Jesus. I'll tell you that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hi. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, I'm good.
Just turning my radio down.
Okay.
Yeah, first, the former High Commissioner to the Bahamas from the UK, and his column, I think it was Monday, you are not obligated to resign. He went through, I don't know if you read his column, under the Westminster system.
Okay. I didn't read it, but my understanding of Westminster tradition is you leave your party to defeat, you resign.
I learned after Heath, former Prime Minister Heath, lost the government, and Thatcher became the leader of the Conservatives. Mr. Heath stayed in the Commons until he died. Mm. He was reelected a whole number of times. I was surprised to read that when he died. You can check on it if you like. But then Mr. Thatcher became the leader and then later Prime Minister. Mr. Heath never resigned.
Okay, I'd have to check that.
Yeah, check it.
I will. I'll see.
You know, I read.
I'll be real with you. I don't care what Heath did. Minnis should resign.
I know.
I can check it.
I know how you go.
Right. Like, that's great for him, but you know what I mean?
So. But I really called to express sincere condolences to the family of Thomas Bastian. I just learned a few minutes ago that he passed.
Yes, absolutely.
A former great trade unionist mm-hmm. and a former chairman of the board of directors of National Workers Cooperative Credit Union, mm-hmm. the oldest registered credit union in the country. And Tom made great contributions to the development of the country, and most especially to those two movements, both the labor movement and the credit union movement. Mm-hmm. And he was a hard worker, and he did very well from humble beginnings in San Salvador. His first job, he told me, was working on one of the Roberts boats. I don't remember which one now, but he was a mate or a deckhand on the boats that sailed to the family islands. And he worked his way up.
Yeah.
You know, he was given an honorary doctorate degree by a Baptist college from the United States. And he certainly made his contribution. And so
yes,
I pray that God forgive him his sins and his shortcomings and bless his family at this time.
Absolutely.
And God bless Bahama land. God bless the working people of the Bahamas.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Gaming Act 2014, Section 25, Disqualification for Employment Licenses. Section 25.1, a person may not hold an employment license if that person is a member of the board, a member of the cabinet, or is a family member of such person. Section 25.1c. A person may not hold an employment license if that person is a member of the board, a member of the cabinet, or is a family member of such persons. Section 26 of the Gaming Act 2014. Disqualification for other licenses and interests in such licenses. One, this section does not apply to an employment license. Two, a person may not hold a license referred to in Section 23.1a, b, c, d, or f, or a financial interest of 5% or more in the holder of such license, if that person is a person referred to in Section 25.1c. Section 25.1c refers to a member of the board, a member of cabinet, or as a family member of such person. So you would be disqualified from the licenses in 23.1a. 23.1a are all licenses other than the employment license. The provision of the employment license, you can also not be a member of cabinet. You make a great point, sir. You who call, very astute of you. If indeed Ms. Bryce's husband has one of these licenses, he cannot hold it if his wife is in cabinet, according to the Gaming Act 2014. We'll do one call and then we go to break. I'll deal with your text messages. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? Okay. Let's go to a break. We'll be back.
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public and its customers that the corporation will commence improvement works on Bamboo Boulevard, South Beach East, beginning Friday, September 3rd, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily for a period of 8 weeks. During this time, there may be some interruption in water supply and traffic flow around the work area. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
At Wendy's, our food is made to make you crave. Crave our all-new Big Bacon Cheddar Burger. This melt-in-your-mouth sandwich is what cheesy bacon dreams are made of. It starts with your choice of fresh, never-frozen beef or a chicken patty topped with American cheese, applewood smoked bacon, bacon jam, onion tanglers, and creamy cheddar cheese spread on an all-toasted cheddar bun. Available for a limited time only. Stop in today for that flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Says, you think Leslie knew that before she entered politics? Because now, what is the point? She can't even be a parliamentary secretary. And I'm sure Bryce ain't spending his money for 5 years in Seabury. She could be in cabinet. There's nothing stopping her from being in cabinet. She's fully qualified and meets all the requirements to be in cabinet. However, her husband cannot hold a gaming license, a proxy gaming license, a mobile gaming license, a restrictive interactive gaming license, a junket operator license, a gaming house operator license, a gaming house premises license, a gaming house agent license, a supplier license, a key employee license, or a gaming employee license, or an employment license, which is a temporary license, if Ms. Bryce sits in cabinet. Or according to this, on any government board. That's a tough one. No, but. Yeah, this is pretty cut and dry. So. All right, let's go to the phones. It says, hi, you worked around Leroy Major, but the poster had him looking different. Where'd I work with him? This says, Leslie can be a parliamentary secretary. That's not a cabinet position. The politics don't go to cabinet, right? They don't vote in cabinet. Maybe. It says, why are those restrictions in the Gaming Act? Are they found in any other industry? I have no idea. It says, I'm so disappointed in Pfizer. Those kids are so resilient. I find it strange that their hospitalization rates were so low. Now there's a reported spike. Right before full authorization. Again, you're going to need to do some more walking through this with me before I give Pfizer to my 5-year-old and 7-year-old. You've tested it on 2,300 children, but yet you want to give it to 1 billion kids. Says one, think on this, the next leader will have to run against a Chester Cooper who would have been serving for 5 years as DPM. This is why the FNM needs to take their time and get it right. Again, too defected. I agree that the FNM would be do a disservice. It says circulation department under Charles Carter. Oh, Charles Carter was before my time working at the Guardian.
Hmm? I wasn't there when Charles Carter was here. I've been there for 15 years, bro. That he ain't never a day he was here that I was here. Yeah. Hmm? I'm more than sure. 100% sure. Yeah. This says Miss Bryce could be speaker then. Yeah, she could be speaker. That's fine. Who? Charles Carter? I know, I've been here for 15 years. He was not in charge of the Guardian when I came here. I'm telling you. He used to be publisher of the Guardian. Not when I was there. How is that tough as he makes potential to stand and make more money with her outside of cabinet? She can be... she can be on a board. She can be on the board. This the gaming board. Is that what you're referring? Let me see what board refers to, because maybe she could run a government board. Give me a second here. Let me go through this. I know you sent me a million texts just trying to figure this out. Board means the gaming board. She could be on a board. She could run BEC, BBL. She could be on a government board. That's what we're going to fix you up, Leslie. I'm going to talk to Bray for you. And we're going to put you on one of those good government boards. All right? That's what we're going to do. She could be chairman of something solid. Like NIB or something like this. All right, this says, I did check the Gaming Act, yep. It says, what goes around, I remember when Darren Cash was taken to task by the PLP for remarks he made when he was student president at COBUS. My thing is this, and we're running out of time. It says, please block Anton. My thing is this, right? Why would you ice every potential great leader of the FNM out of that position because of your desire to have someone who's in parliament lead the FNM while it's in opposition? Okay? It says that cabinet needs Metamucil one. She bloated. I don't agree. The problem Minnis has was too many in cabinet. Shuffling didn't help. Then you had no decent free agents on the bench for finance, health, etc. Says one, that caller is correct. One cannot hold a gaming license if politically exposed due to a close relative in cabinet. It is a thing. Check the game. I did check the Gaming Act. I checked it. One, Mr. Ingram resigned not because of the Westminster system. He resigned because he could not take the embarrassment and the contempt he would have received. He obviously remembered the way he treated Sir Lyndon in 92 when he could not stomach the same insults he issued out. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Ingram sit in the House after Christie won? Am I wrong about that? I'm pretty sure he was still MP for North Abaco. Mrs. Ramming is a former police officer and a lawyer. Okay. I don't know her. We'll get to know her, I guess. Only seven women all better be in cabinet. No, she can't be in cabinet. It says, what you're saying is force a by-election for Lloyd or Sands to run, though I prefer Lloyd. Anyone, whoever... You decide you want to lead the FNM, ask one of the safe seats to step down, put them in. At some point, party is going to have to be placed before ego, right? So the health and the future of the FNM has to be placed above the ego of any one particular person. It says, Guardian Radio, you guys are brutal. You want Minnis gone right away? I think it's honorable for him to say, allow me to stay on for right now, and when convention comes, I'll step down. At least I think he deserves that much. People are just trying to paint the picture that he was the most terrible human ever lived. I say the most terrible human ever lived. Don't give Mrs. Bryce any chairmanship where bills need to pay. Yo, what's wrong with y'all, man? Ah, Lord. This says, Juan, since Papa already put his mantle on Dwayne Sands, find a way to get him in there as leader of the FNM. I believe that can win with Sands. Says, no, he resigned after Christie won, and there's a by-election with the PLP won. But Ingram resigned in 2012. Not 2002. I know that because I was there, right? Says, I agree with you, sir, as an FNM member. I don't agree with Mr. Pintard nor Cartwright as leader or deputy leader. Yes, those men are good MPs, but not as leader of the party. Again, if you're the Free National Movement, you gotta have to resist the urge to just say, well, we gotta have someone in the House being the party leader. You took a very hard shellacking at the polls, right? Now, previously, you could blame the FNM loss in 02. You could say, well, it was because, you know, Ingram had said he wasn't running for prime minister again, and we had tough odds, and that's what it was, and you do a post-mortem and all this like that, right? But if you're looking at the FNM now, you guys are going to have to do what's wisest and what's best for the FNM. So to me, it's illogical. Maybe you'll do it. To me, it's illogical just to go, well, only among these seven people can we see the future leadership of the FNM. That would be insanity. Says Ingram didn't run in 2002. That was Tommy T led the government, so Ingram was never leader of the opposition. Yes, Tommy Turnquist was making the pitch, not Ingram. But he didn't resign his seat when the FNM lost because he wasn't leader. When he was leader and they lost, he resigned. Says, y'all trust Minister Wade on convention, the same guy that said term limits once again by 8 years? And we'll close on this point that you're making, which is a really good point, right? Because that could just be a stalling tactic that he's doing in order to shore up more support to remain party leader. Because if he's looking at history, and you can see Christie took a huge hit, right? And here's the thing about this. The first time Christie lost, I think it was, what, four seats was the difference? Something like that. But the second time, he lost 35 seats. So you could make a case, perhaps, although I disagree, that yes, Christie didn't resign when he first lost, but the margin was tight, and they kept him on because he initiated numerous election court cases. But in terms of such a decisive loss, Christie stepped aside, as did Ingram. Right? I don't know that Minnis will step aside and not try to run for leadership at convention. If he delays convention, if he could somehow delay the convention, money-wise, would be the best way to do it. And wait for the Davis administration to start making mistakes, then there's a sense maybe he's thinking he can stay on, right? So Dwayne Sands is leader, please. No, sir, leave him in the hospital. Dwayne Sands had a chance to prove to us and what we got condemned by the courts. I still don't know this condemned by the courts thing, what y'all are talking about. All right, we got to get out of here, so we'll see. Tomorrow we'll know who's in cabinet. We know Leslie O'Brice is not going to be in cabinet, likely because of the Gaming Act. All right, but we'll see who's in cabinet. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.